3 o'clock growl. What's up, people? We do have Lakers basketball for you tonight. The New Orleans Pelicans are in town. That means Zion Williamson is going to be here. Should be a great game tonight, and we'll have it for you right here on 710 ESPN. Also, I forgot to mention, lie of the day is going on right now. Have you lied?
Oh, you guys, do you want me to tell you?
No.
Okay.
You guys brought that back.
Well, we always do when we have something to give away. Oh. We're giving away a trip to Terranea,
We've got a Terranea Resort prize package, including lunch and dinner for two at Terranea and archery for two at the Beach Cove. And then Friday, Michael, listen to this grand prize. Mm-hmm. A two-night stay in an Ocean View suite at Terranea. Mm. A Lexus LC to drive for the weekend. Golf at the Lynx, dinner at the Catalina Kitchen, and a special night limo service to Crypto.com Arena for some basketball.
Nice.
All that stuff is the grand prize, and we will give away the grand prize on Friday.
I think I know what Ireland's lie is.
I do, too. I think I got it.
All right. I won't say.
Yeah, don't
I
say.
I know what it is.
Don't say.
Okay.
All right, so Pete Carroll, is one of my favorite – he actually is one of my favorite coaches in the league.
Relentlessly positive, Pete
Super.
Carroll.
I mean, we used to sit with him every week.
I remember
Heritage
one time
Hall.
I was killing time waiting for a cameraman to set up on shooting an interview with Pete Carroll when he was coach at USC.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just making small talk with Pete Carroll, and I go, and this is back when they were rated like number one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going up to Washington to play in Seattle.
Right.
And I said, bad news, coach. I just saw there's a 70% chance of rain during your game. And he looked at me with a completely straight face. He goes, that means there's a 30% chance that it won't rain.
There you go.
That is a glass half full guy.
That was such a golden time.
Yeah,
the USC run was just so friggin' great. And we got to sit at Heritage Hall every week with Pete. And that was just amazing.
Okay, so this needs a little setup.
Yeah, okay.
Pete Carroll's always messing with his players and doing fun, goofy things. So there's a guy named Oz Perlman,
yes,
who is a mentalist. He's like David Blaine or who's
the amazing Kreskin.
Who's the guy we used to bring on? Sweet Spirit.
Sweet Spirit.
Kenny Kingston.
He's communicating with the beyond.
Okay.
Didn't you have like a Miss Cleoke type woman used to come out with?
No, that was Mason Faking.
No, there was a woman that used to email us, but
guys what was
from St. Louis.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Dora.
Dora used to email us from St. Louis, and then you guys all made fun of her, so
you stopped doing it.
Yeah.
She quit emailing.
Miraculously.
She quit emailing. Stop. It's sad.
So, you quit
Dora,
yourself.
If you're out there.
Perlman is a guy who can see what you're thinking.
Oh,
he can
come
see
on.
Inside you. So, I want you to picture this. DK Metcalf is in this meeting.
Yes.
He's in there with like 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked DK Metcalf to give him his phone. And the phone is locked,
mm-hmm.
All right? And he says to DK Metcalf, does anybody in here know your code? And then you'll see it play out from there. Go ahead.
Let's welcome Oz Perlman. Oz, come on down. Let's do this. How are we doing, Seahawks? We got you fired up. All right, folks. Physical, it's one thing to train your body, but how do you train your mind? And my job is getting inside people's heads. So what do you do for a living? Let's try this. Do me a favor, do you have your phone?
Yes, sir.
Let me grab your phone for a sec. How many times do you think you've done this code? Thousands of times. It's muscle memory. I could wake you up middle of the night, hold out your finger. Would anybody here possibly know your code?
No.
Give me your finger. Watch this. Don't say a word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
He's taking
7,
his
8,
finger
9,
and waving it over the
I
phone.
Think, where do you move? Do you go up? Do you go down? Left, right, down, up. Look at that, he's not even breathing. You did the first number, you did the second number. Think where you go next. You went back. It's like you sprung back. Is there any way in the world anybody here could possibly know your code? You walk in this room, you have no idea who I am, you have no idea what's about to happen. Give me your finger. You went here, and then you went up and you went down. Boom, 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 and we are in your phone.
He successfully
got
into the phone.
Yeah, he figured out his code, and DK Metcalf never said anything, just held his finger, and he said he could tell by his eyes and the way his finger naturally moved. The next guy came in, and he just kept getting more progressively and compressively weird. I'm telling you guys, there are people that can do this stuff.
Could read your mind.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's a difference here. So Kenny Kingston, who you mentioned, is like John Edwards. He's speaking to the beyond. David Blaine is doing magic tricks, right? And amazing, Adam. This guy is like using his brain to read you to figure out what your code is. Now, there's a famous guy named, back in the day, Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin, was the guy that did this.
Right.
And Kreskin used to, he said, don't pay me, just under some seat in the auditorium, tape the check. And Kreskin, at the end of the night, would walk through the crowd, and that person knew that the check was under there. He was able to identify who had the check under the seat. And if he didn't get the check, he didn't get paid for the night.
Yeah, people can do this. I was out at dinner one night. Stu Lance and I were out with our wives in Chicago, and we've got a couple that we know there that we often have dinner with, and they brought a magician to the table. And Stu had one of his championship rings on, and he said, can I see your ring for a second? Stu goes, sure. He takes it off his finger and he hands it to him. And the guy goes, you know, with his hand, and the ring's gone. And he goes, I promise I'll get it back. And he said, John, you have my keys. Can you hand me my keys, please? And I go, I don't have your keys. I'm on the other end of the table.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you have my keys. And I said, I don't have your keys. He goes, look in your left breast pocket. I had a sport coat on. There's one of those old-fashioned keychains that has a snap button closure.
Right.
And I go, this isn't mine. He goes, it's not? I goes, no. He goes, let me see it. And guy takes it and holds it up, and he goes, Stu. He throws him the keys. Stu opens it up, and the ring is hooked on the inside of a keychain. It's like, you know how when you put a key on a key ring, it takes you time?
Yeah, right, sure.
It's hooked on the inside of the key ring. I have no idea how he did it.
So whose key was it? It was Stu's key?
Stu's ring. The key, it was his key, but how did the keys get in my pocket?
Did the guy just steal the ring? What happened to the ring?
Stu handed him the ring, and he goes, boom, it's gone. Yeah, his hand up in the air. So like, he did a sleight of hand, somehow figured out a way to get it onto a keychain, and got those keys into my pocket. And I was 20 feet away from him on the other end of the
table.
Wow. I have no idea how he did it. Later in the night, he said, Mace, write down a word, just whatever word you're thinking.
Okay.
Don't let anybody see it.
Mm-hmm.
So you wrote down like flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He goes, fold it up. He goes, put it on the table. So we put salt and pepper on top of it, folded piece of paper.
Right.
He goes, anybody in here got a book?
Hmm.
And we're like, nobody at our table had a book. And a girl at the table across the restaurant goes, I've got one in my purse.
Plant.
What? Hold on.
Listen, Michael's trying to figure it out already.
Okay. But so he said, takes a book, hands it to you, Michael. He goes, Michael, open it up to any page you want. You open it up to like page 217. Go down six lines. Go over five words. What's the word? Flowers. Look at the piece of paper. Flowers.
No way.
How?
No way.
How? I mean, guys can do this. I mean, there are not very many people who can do it, but the guys can do this stuff.
Hey, do we have a chance of getting this O's guy on the show?
Probably.
Do some.
You did a good job when you got that old man from Montana to come on.
Hey, I got the.
Yeah, but that was him. We want you to actually produce O's Perlman.
South Dakota State.
There's a guy. Mace.
He's got a website. I looked.
No. Does he? All right, I'll look it up.
Okay, Mace, who's the guy that was writing for the Daily Trojan that Pete Carroll said, you should come out here and play receiver, and he made the team as a walk-on? Do you remember we had him on the show? You don't remember this story?
No.
Okay, so there was a guy, kid at USC. They had open tryouts.
Right.
And as a bit for a story, because he was a reporter at the Daily Trojan, he played football in high school, he went out for receiver in the tryouts, and he had a really good day. And Pete Carroll went to him afterwards and said, hey, man, we could use you on the scout team. You're good enough to be on our scout team. He goes, well, I'm just a writer for the Daily Trojan. I'm doing this as a bit. He goes, well, come tomorrow. We'll get you pads and let's, you know, be better for your story. And the guy stayed on the team for the whole year. He put him in at a game at the end of the year. And now he's like, handles all of Pete's social media.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah. And he did it at SC. And then when Pete got the Seahawks job, he went with him.
He went with him.
Yeah. If he's still up there, he could get us Perlman.
Yeah. We don't know his name.
Yeah,
anymore,
no, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we can
I'll
do
figure
it.
Out his name.
Figure out his name, I'll find him.
Yeah.
I'll get him.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, actually, interesting question. Elon Musk is trying to make money off Twitter.
Oh.
He's got another terrible idea. Tell you what it is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That mentalist stuff is so interesting.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how they do it, but I don't believe it. You couldn't get into my head.
I got to get this magician to show up again when we go to Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
You can absolutely get in your head.
So Elon Musk
asked Stu about that tonight, Michael. Yeah. We were talking about that for a year after it happened.
Elon Musk bought Twitter, as everybody knows, and he's already trying to charge us $20 a month for a blue check mark.
By the way, why 20? That's a lot.
Random. He dropped it to 8. It is now 8.
$8 times 12 is?
8 more than I'm willing to pay.
$96
a year. I am not paying $96 per year to Elon Musk.
So you spend $96 on Grubhub a day.
Who cares about, I don't even have the password. Who cares about having a blue check mark? Do you care that you have a blue check mark? You can still tweet and everything.
Really?
You just won't have a blue check mark.
Oh, I thought that stopped you from tweeting.
No, no. It's just the blue check mark next to your name. You have one, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you have one. We all have one here.
So what's the process to get one?
I don't even know.
I went through ESPN Corporate.
Ramona helped me.
ESPN Corporate got me mine.
I still don't have a blue check mark on Instagram.
Just talk to Carlo.
Zuckerberg,
he'll get you one.
Get it together.
Yeah, Carlo can solve any internet conundrum.
Yes, he can. So Twitter is now, this is Elon Musk, wants to create a feature for there to be an OnlyFans-style approach on Twitter. So
like racy pictures and stuff?
Racy pictures, nakedness, porn, I guess, because porn is on.
I mean, it's already on there now.
Yeah, it's already on there?
Yeah,
it's someone told you, yeah.
But this would be, you have to subscribe to somebody's account to be able to see their pictures and stuff.
And it costs money to subscribe to their account.
He's just trying to monetize everything.
He's trying to monetize everything. And he's trying to, by the way, he just bought the thing last week. He's already got all these crazy plans. I'm sorry, OnlyFans is an Instagram thing, right? That's where you get OnlyFans. Anybody?
No,
anybody?
Isn't OnlyFans its own entity? You don't have to go through OnlyFans, Instagram.
I thought Instagram had OnlyFans.
No, you go to OnlyFans.
No, you just go to
.com.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is its own platform.
And there are so now they want to do it on Twitter. As a way to make money. This guy's got to slow down, man. Do you really want
Michael, you got a blue check mark.
Do you really want pornographic pictures or sexy pictures or whatever it is as a feature where you pay Twitter to be able to look at them? To me, that's a misuse of Twitter. Too many people are on there.
Wait a minute, though. I can only see the racy pictures if I pay, right?
Correct. You pay the money
as long as
for
it's up, as long as it's up to individual customers. I have no issue with it. I'm not going to do it.
I'm not giving that guy one dollar.
I have no issue with him starting a platform that for others that want to. Like Lindsay Fulton has an OnlyFans
page.
Yeah,
she does.
More power to her.
Yeah, I agree on that.
I hope she's making a bunch of money.
Yeah, me too. Now I would not pay Twitter if they said you have to pay $1 a month to be on Twitter. I would say, screw you, I'm going to do
Instagram. Oh, I would do that.
I wouldn't.
For $12?
No.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Not on principle, not doing it.
Okay.
Not doing it.
Totally agree. No, absolutely not.
Would you pay a dollar a month?
No, I'm not paying anything for Twitter.
Zero. Money's money.
Michael, I'd do that. Would you pay $1 a month?
Yeah.
No.
Come on, stop being so cheap.
No friggin' way.
Why? You hate Twitter that much?
No, here's the story. So we
are... You pay for your other apps?
Who's creating content for Twitter?
Well, the public.
So why should we pay? We're the ones that are creating the content.
Twitter is providing that content a forum.
But
a
there
platform.
Are other places. I mean, now, you know, TikTok is bigger and And Instagram is bigger. People go on the gram all the time. That's where it's going on. You don't do Instagram because you don't do pictures. But
right.
I mean, that's the thing. Are you on Instagram,
no,
Michael?
Just Twitter.
You would have great pictures.
Yeah, right. Sitting around watching TV.
Yeah. Well,
is that really your life?
That's my life.
Michael can't go on Instagram because then he'll see all the girls that all of his boys are trying to date, and it'll drive him crazy.
Sliding into the DMs. Are you on Instagram, Jorge?
No, I'm not.
I didn't think you were. Bergman, are you on Instagram?
Of course.
Yeah, you're on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. Yeah, corporate_Greg. We talk about it during Bobcat.
DeAndre,
are you on Instagram? DeAndre is, of course.
Oh, of course.
He's saying yes.
DeAndre is a college student. Yeah, you're not allowed to go to college without being on Instagram.
That's where he gets his dates.
Yeah.
So here's a nice story as a complete aside. As we get ready for Lie of the Day, don't forget at 3:30, if you can identify John's Lie of the Day, your chance to win a Terranea Resort prize package that includes lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort and archery for two at the Beach Cove. Then you qualify for the great big grand prize that we're giving away on Friday. So, Lamar Odom has been reunited with his NBA championship rings that he pawned in 2016.
I thought he pawned his rings.
The former forward, 42 years old, played on 5 different teams over 14 seasons, 2 championships alongside Kobe, 2009-2010. And on his new podcast, On the Low, Odom has a podcast. He says that the rings were purchased at auction for $36,600 and $78,000. It was apparently a Lakers fan, and he gave the rings back to Lamar Odom.
No kidding.
So he pawned his rings.
Does it say the name of the fan?
Let's see. Bergman, did you see a name on that?
I didn't, but I can look through it again.
Yeah, look
yeah,
through
I wonder
it again.
If Michael and I know who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's really, really cool. Somebody actually paid $100,000 or so for his two rings, and they just gave them back to him, which is really cool for Lamar, and lucky for Lamar that somebody's willing to do that.
You know, every time something like this happens, Ireland, for say an old NBA vet gets on hard times and has to sell his rings, I think the NBA should pool their resources and buy it for the guys so they wanted to sell them. What do you think the NBA has? They're making billions of dollars. When they see a...
But then why wouldn't every NBA player do it?
Everybody doesn't want to sell their rings. I wouldn't sell my rings. Not everybody's going to get it.
Well, Mace,
destitute
isn't there a
times.
Rule that you can't sell your Oscar?
Cannot sell an Oscar.
Like a friend of mine, his father was a famous studio guy back in the 40s and
right.
50s. And he has an Oscar. He has one of his dad's Oscars.
Oh, cool.
That you walk into his house and it's on display in his house. So you can all take a picture and... You know, handle the Oscar and stuff. But I've never asked him if he's ever tried to sell it. I don't know if you can. Doesn't the Academy like come and get you if you do that?
Yeah, they do. They come and get you, and they disallow the selling of Oscars. Now, I'll tell you. Here's my Oscar story. So, I'm obviously not going to say who, but I dated briefly this guy who had won an Academy Award.
Okay.
And the Oscar...
Was it Jack Nicholson?
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just check.
Oscar was on the nightstand next to his bed.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's like this weird sort of brag that it's right there where all the action is going down.
Yep.
Very, very
if
odd.
If I won an Oscar, I would use it as a hood ornament on my car.
No way!
Hell yeah. Why not?
God, what would...
Like the old days, those cars. Oh, like,
yeah, it'd be great. Yeah. Well, I tell you, one of the greatest practical jokes of all time. I've told this story before. But you guys know who Emilia Clarke is, right?
Yeah, yep. She's
Khaleesi
Daenerys.
On Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So that was her first big role.
Right.
Was on Game of Thrones. So she's from London.
Yep.
But she used to live in Venice by you.
Yes.
So one time her mom comes to stay with her for like a month. But she's just started dating a guy. And she has plans to have the guy over on like a Friday night. So she says to her mom, Mom, listen, I'm very happy to have you here. But this guy's in town for one night. And I had this plan before you came. And he's going to spend the night here, so I arranged for you to go to a hotel, and you can come back tomorrow. But this
right.
guy's only here for one night, and I want to have him spend the night. And her mom goes, okay, I'll go to the hotel, you know, whatever you need. So she runs off to work mm-hmm. to go shoot Game of Thrones.
Right.
And while she's gone, her mom goes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So Emilia gets back
yep.
with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's at the hotel.
Right.
And she walks into her bedroom. And everything in the bedroom is Game of Thrones with her face on it. The throw
so
pillows,
weird.
The pillowcases, the bedspread is a giant picture of Khaleesi.
Oh.
So the guy walks into the bedroom and goes, wow, you're really into this
into,
character.
Into yourself.
Yeah, but it reminds me of what your mom did to you with all the pictures.
All the pictures, exactly.
Of you all over the house. And I thought, what a cool... That mom reminded me of Donna,
yeah,
your mom.
Donna, exactly.
That's something Donna would do.
Donna Mashonsky.
Like if you said, Mom, I got to put you in a hotel for a night. I got a guy coming over. She would take like Steve Mason pictures and put them
put
up
them all over,
your
the place.
House.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And you would love it.
Just to trip you up.
Oh, and I would... No, I did not love it. She took the dork... She found the dorkiest picture
like
of
when
me.
He was 12 and he had braces and stuff.
Braces
and glasses.
And
she made like 100 photocopies of it. And she cut out the... This took some time.
Yeah.
She cut out pictures and put them everywhere that so he would find them for the next 6 months. Like if you lift the toilet seat, there's a picture. The way I found out about it was I was over at his house... doing something, you're having a party or something.
Yep.
And I said, do you have any peanut butter?
Right.
You go, yeah, yeah, it's in the fridge, top shelf. And I unscrew the peanut butter, and on the inside of the calf is that dorky picture.
There's a dorky picture of me.
What the F is this?
Yeah, for a while, I would open the margarine. There would be a picture
and he tells
me
that story. I go, what a great mom. Yeah. That's a great practical joke.
Very funny.
Why do you keep
very
the peanut butter in the fridge?
Or maybe not. I don't know if you
I don't
did.
Think it was in the fridge. I don't keep it in the fridge. Is peanut butter...
refrigerable
or not refrigerable.
Yeah, I just remember opening the top, and I thought it was the coolest thing that your mom had taken the time to put
it
on the inside of the lid.
People put ketchup in the fridge. What are you doing that for?
Oh, ketchup in the fridge.
No.
Yeah,
I put ketchup in the fridge.
Does a restaurant put ketchup in the fridge? No, they keep it on the table.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
Fair enough.
Fair point.
What's wrong with you people?
All right, coming up next for you, do you know John Ireland's lie? I have got like... Corey, do you think you have it?
I got a joke for you first.
Some. Oh, Michael, right. You got a joke?
All right, hold on. Michael's got a joke. Can't be any worse than Amanda's joke yesterday.
No,
those were great.
You know, Mason, I accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the hospital right now, waiting to be seen. Look at Mace. You don't want to laugh.
So good.
Come on, Mace.
That joke is terrible.
Really?
Come on.
That's a dumb joke.
DeAndre liked it.
Okay.
You gave DeAndre Laker tickets. He would laugh at anything you said right now.
All right. Coming up next for you, Ireland's Lie of the Day. If you think you know what it is, 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. That unbelievable Terranea Resort prize package is up for grabs. In the meantime... Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Fantastic lie of the day package this week from Terranea Resort. If you win now, you get lunch and dinner for two at Terranea Resort and archery for two at the Beach Cove. Then you qualify for the great big grand prize. We're going to do this on Friday from the winners. A luxury oceanfront getaway to Terranea Resort. Two-night stay in an Ocean View suite. Lexus LC to drive for the weekend. Golf at the Links. Dinner at Catalina Kitchen. Limo service to Crypto.com Arena for a special night of basketball. All that stuff we will give away on Friday. And you can qualify if you figure out John Ireland's lie right now. And I got John Ireland's lie.
And so did Jorge. So this might be too easy.
We'll see.
We'll see. You bring up the calls.
Yeah, I'll bring up the calls. Let's start with caller number 7, as we always do. That is James in Thousand Oaks. James, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, James, what did I lie about?
I think you never interviewed Derek Jeter.
Be more specific.
You never interviewed Derek Jeter or saw Mariah Carey in person.
I'm going to give it to you. I did interview Derek Jeter, but he was not with Mariah Carey when I interviewed him.
There you go.
Yeah, so this was too easy.
Awesome.
He was with Vanessa Manillo the night I interviewed him, who's now married to Nick Lachey. But if you ever want to go down a rabbit hole, Google Derek Jeter ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He dated both of them.
Well, listen, James, congratulations, man. You sniffed it out. You get the Terranea Resort prize package and qualify for the big giveaway coming up for you on Friday. Thanks a lot for listening, and we appreciate you, man.
They put him on hold.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Michael, I wanted to ask you about something. What did you think about what Charles Barkley said about Clay? and then Clay's reaction to it. Charles came out and said Clay's not the player he used to be, and Clay was offended and hurt by that. What did you think of that whole exchange?
I hate that bastard.
Which one?
No, I'm just kidding. I love Charles. I mean, Charles wasn't wrong. Clay has been started slow. He started slow, but he's going to come around. Matter of fact, I watched the game yesterday, and I think Clay is going to be just fine. What I liked about his game yesterday, he shot decently enough. He had 19 points. But I noticed Ireland, his defense, he's not getting beat off the dribble anymore. So that, to me, that shows now he's back, he's healthy, because he's sliding his feet and staying in front of guys like Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and all these other wing players. So that is the key. As long as he can still defend, then he's back. His shot, I'm not worried about that. That'll come back.
Do you mind Barkley being as outspoken as he is, particularly about your son?
Not at all. That's part of the game. You know, if you are not playing up to standards, to Clay's high standards, you are going to get called out and criticized. That's part of the game. Now, when he starts playing well, I'm sure Charles will compliment him when he starts playing well.
I said in the previous
shooting well, as I should
in
say.
The previous Crosstalk, Michael, that if you gave me the choice of what team is coming out of the West to go to the finals, and you gave me Warriors or the Field, I would take the Warriors, even as bad as they've looked.
Yeah.
Would you?
I would take the Field right now because the Warrior defense is not as good as it was last year. They really miss Otto Porter, Gary Payton II, and some other players who are no longer there. So their young boys have got to come around better. Maybe they will by the second half of the season, but right now they do not look like a championship team.
The other thing we talked about is, can you start 0-5 like the Lakers have and still have a good season?
Oh, yeah.
And I said so too. Travis said, not really. It's too big of a hole.
No.
I
this is not the NFL. They play 82 games.
Right. And I pointed out last year, Michael, on Christmas Day last season, the Celtics were 500.
That's right. Yep.
I think they were 24-24.
Right.
And then they went on a run and made it all the way to the finals. So
Let me get real with you guys, though. Okay. If we come out of the box 5-15, can we make the playoffs?
You could sneak in, but you got to start getting hot soon. 10 games under, after 20 games, you're 5-15. You better start turning it around quick.
See, if you get to that point, you're in trouble.
You still got time. After 20 games in, you still got time.
What do you think the record will be after 20 games? Be real. I know you're the Laker announcers, but be real.
What are they now?
1-5. So we'll go 15-5.
15-5 is right. Excuse correct. That is the correct answer. And
look at this.
And go ahead and what does Ramona say? Don't aggregate me or don't.
Don't worry.
Go ahead and aggregate us. Michael and I both predicting the Lakers will be 15-5 after 20 games.
I'll be happy with 10-10 right now.
I'd take 10-10 in a minute.
After 20 games.
That'd be great. If it's 10-10.
We got a shot.
I would go ahead and do the Indiana deal. Westbrook for
wait a minute. If they're 10-10, that would mean they would go 9-5 over the next 14 games. Why would you then break them up?
Because I don't think this team can win a championship as currently constructed. But if you add a shooter like Buddy Hield and a big man like Miles Turner, who also shoots a three, I think all of a sudden it's a much better team.
I like both those guys. But one of the things I'm anxious about tonight is, well, number one, if you've never seen Zion play in person and you're going to the game tonight, you're in for a treat. He's really good. And he's like this giant. Michael, I don't even know how to describe him. He's like a football linebacker playing basketball, and he's really quick, but he's really big.
He's Aaron Donald who can dunk.
Right. Yeah, he's just a really good player. But I also want to see if Westbrook can continue what he started the other night when he went 18-8-8 off the bench.
Well, and if they can
shoot. If he averaged 18-8-8, Mace, he'd win sixth man of the year.
And also if they can shoot.
Yeah, they shot 40%.
They shot 40% after shooting, 29%, 22%.
Just needed to see a few shots go
in,
Mace.
That's all it takes,
40% tonight.
That's right.
All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games.
Yes.
It is Michael's game today.
Call Pepe.
Call Pepe Mantilla, the great Pepe Mantilla. We will do Game of Games. Who won yesterday? Did Ireland win?
Bergman won.
Oh, Bergman's on the board.
I won, thank you.
For the month of November. Congratulations. We will do Game of Games coming up next. Michael's game, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. The only winner so far in the month of November has been Greg Bergman.
That's
he is
right.
up 1-0 on the field. And joining us right now, as he always does when it is Michael Thompson's game, the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm
okay.
We're doing excellent, Pepe, but I have bad news. Even though you requested it, Michael did not do a multiple choice game.
This is what an easy game, Pepe. We just got done with Halloween. So I'm sure there's some leftover candy around our homes. Today's Game of Games, Jeopardy form. Okay. I will give you the answer. You give me the candy in question form.
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer. Okay. So, Pepe, listen closely to the answers.
It's Pepe, Ireland, me, Jorge, and Bergman playing this game. Name is your buzzer.
And you must ask in the form of a question.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
There
we go.
Only here, John Ireland.
By his name alone, this late celebrity had the reputation for being a pretty sweet guy.
Mason. Who is Babe Ruth?
No.
Had a pretty sweet
Greg
guy.
Greg. What is Baby Ruth?
No.
Greg, repeat the question.
By his name alone, this late celebrity had the reputation for being a pretty sweet guy.
By his name alone.
Three.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Who is Sugar Daddy?
No. Three, two, one. Who is John Candy?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. I see what we're
so
doing.
I was trying to think of it.
I see what we're doing here. Okay.
Yeah, I was,
yeah, I was it's going to be like that, man.
There we go, Pepe.
Pepe's already throwing in the towel.
Despite its name, you can't use it to help you walk.
Okay. Candy cane.
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
No, Greg. What Greg is a candy cane?
Yeah, Bergman got it. Yeah.
All right, Pepe, pay attention. This candy bar's name reminds you of what people do when someone giggles or laughs a little at something funny.
Ireland. What is Snickers?
Yes.
Oh, good job.
This candy bar is what you see when you look at land with little hills.
Look at land with
little,
little
hills.
With little hills.
Jorge.
What is a Hershey Kiss?
No.
Pepe. What is Almond Joy?
No.
What the hell?
Mason.
Mason.
What is Mound?
Yes.
Yeah, good
actually,
call.
Pepe, you're the one that that gave it away
all
for
right,
me.
All right, Bergman won, Ireland won, Mason won. Here
this candy reminds you of fans of the L.A. Clippers who keep buying tickets believing this year is the year.
This year
is the year. They keep believing it. Three.
Greg. What is Good and Plenty?
No. Three, two, one. What is Suckers?
That's not a name of a candy,
but it's a great joke. Yeah. I don't know that any of us would have gotten it.
It was worth it.
By its name, Pepe, it sounds like the most expensive candy bar ever.
Ireland. What is 100 grand bar?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I really thought it was.
Well, you know why.
Yes, it's all fixed.
All right, here we go.
No. He only hears you.
It's complaining.
No, Bergman complained.
No, I did not complain. I was just stating a fact.
No, you said he only hears Ireland. That's a complaint.
I'm not complaining.
That is a complaint. Jorge.
I mean, that's all.
Minus one. Minus one.
There we go.
You're down to zero.
In his younger days in Mexico, when he dreamed of being a dictator, the Latinas often said to Pepe, referred to Pepe like this candy. Pepe.
Hot tamales.
Yes.
Hot tamales. Greg.
Pepe knew it was coming.
No. Greg. Oh, Greg. What is hot tamales?
Pepe. You forgot to ask in the form of a question. Right, Bergman's back at one.
All right. Here we go. This candy bar.
What is hot tamales? Oh my God.
Yeah. You didn't do it. You got to say what is. All right. Here we go. You're not dead yet, Pepe.
This
here we go.
Candy bar makes you think that nuts make you happy. Mason.
What is Almond Joy?
Yes.
All right, Mason 2, Ireland 2, Bergman 1.
This candy bar was where 100 points was scored.
Ireland. What is a Hershey bar?
Yes.
Wilt scored 100. Yes. 100.
All right.
Yeah.
This candy reminds you of an athlete who is often injured.
Who is often injured.
Three. Mm-hmm. What is it? Two. One, what is brittle candy?
That would be really tough.
Yeah.
I was thinking like an actual player.
Yeah.
This candy bar was not named after a sports figure.
Ireland. What is Baby Ruth?
Yes.
Oh.
5 cents.
All right, Ireland 4, Mason 2, Bergman 1.
This candy is what a lot of hot girls are looking for.
Ireland. What is a sugar daddy?
Yes.
If I missed that, Bergman, I couldn't come back.
No, you would be out. You'd be out. You should just stop.
This candy bar has the same name as the space we inhabit.
Mason.
What is
A Mars
Jorge,
bar?
Jorge,
no, Jorge.
Jorge. The Milky. What is a Milky Way?
Yes.
Oh, very good, Jorge. Good catch. On the board. Catch. Okay.
This candy is named after what is above the eyes.
Above the eyes.
Three.
Jorge.
Two, Jorge.
What is an airhead?
No. Three, two, one. What are dots?
Above the eyes?
What?
The letter I, dot.
Oh, we were thinking eyes like the thing. All right, yeah, okay.
Michael, that is so... Michael, this game is so meta.
No, you don't need a telescope to see this
Mason.
Candy.
Mason. What is Mars?
Yes.
Very good, Mace. Five to three
now. I was
waiting
on that one.
Yeah. Not only do we love this candy bar, but it's a day we all love as well. Three, two, one. What is payday?
Very good. All right.
With a name like his, tomorrow, this 14-year major leaguer may have had the sweetest career.
This 14-year
major leaguer may have had the sweetest career.
Mason.
Three. Mason.
What is a mantle bar?
No. Three, two, one.
Is
what
bar.
Is Candy Maldonado?
That's another one.
Some of these are really tough.
Oh, this candy bar sounds difficult to hold on to.
All right, say it again.
This candy bar sounds difficult to hold on to.
Pepe.
Pepe.
Pepe. What is heat bar?
No.
Difficult to hold on to.
Three, two, one. What is Butterfinger?
Oh, how did we miss that? All right, Mason, we're going to do three more?
Yeah, three more. Three.
Right, no, this rapper did not get his name from this candy.
Oh, Jorge.
Jorge.
What is M&M's?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Despite their name,
two more.
You cannot use them to drink with.
Jorge.
Mason. Jorge.
What is Mike and Ike?
No.
Mason.
Mason.
What are candy straws?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the last one. Mace, if you get it, you force overtime.
Oh, God, I need this so bad.
Despite its name, you would never use it to make clothing.
Greg. What is cotton candy?
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
All right. Ireland wins it 5-4 over Mason.
Wow. Pepe, you got one. You didn't even get hot tamales.
You did get hot tamales, Pepe.
I got that one, but I didn't do it the right way.
Pepe, do you feel like we're going to win tonight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course, yeah. We're going to win.
Hey, Pepe.
We're going to win by five.
Pepe, see if you answer this question the same way Michael and I did. What's the Lakers' record after 20 games?
We're 1-5 right now.
I'm going to say...
I said 10-10.
And 8.
12-8.
Pepe, the only correct answer is 15-5. Go, you're now needed in Tim Harris's office. Go straight there.
All right. Hey, Pepe, have a great game tonight. Thanks a lot for coming on, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. What'd you think of my game, Pepe?
See you later,
did you like my game?
No, I didn't like your game at all.
You never do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pepe.
I thought it was an excellent game.
I thought it was.
Of course,
was
I won.
Yeah. It was clever. All right. By the way, we had 21 scratcher tickets. I've done the math and figured out exactly how much we won. How much do you think we won?
$10.
Let me ask you guys this last question.
But hang on. $16 and 4 free tickets.
Oh. So almost paid for itself.
Almost paid for itself. That's pretty good.
Mace, yeah,
that's pretty good.
This player had a candy bar named after him. What was the player and the name of the bar?
Can I get it?
Mantle bar?
Why
do I keep thinking
it's O. Henry?
No.
It's Henry Aaron.
No, it's not named after Henry.
There was an O. Henry candy bar.
That's not named after him, though. This is legitimately named after a
Reggie
player.
Bar?
Right.
Reggie Jackson bar?
Reggie bar. Yeah. 1976.
Right.
Got his candy bar.
Boy, Michael, your games are always fascinating.
They make you think.
They do.
I am the black Alex Trebek. Trebek. That's right.
Oh, God.
Matter of fact, they should use me. I could be a good Jeopardy host.
You'd be a good Jeopardy host.
Well, that gig was open for a while.
Yeah.
Who got it?
Well, they split it between Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik.
Oh, yeah. She's smart.
You watch Big Bang Theory.
She's a legitimate PhD doctor.
I know, but she also sells that phony brain pill.
Oh, wait, how do you know it's phony?
Yeah.
Because it's not been tested or anything.
Well, have you ever tried it?
No.
You should. It makes you smarter.
Because cannabis makes you lose brain cells.
Cannabis does not. Cannabis mellows me out, man. I have a nice evening, just like you and a glass of wine. You have a glass of wine, I have a gummy.
Are you into chewables like Mason?
No, edibles, Beto. You hit the wrong button.
Real quick, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Is that true, Beto? Are you the one person here who's not using any form of cannabis?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
You never not did my style. You never did it? Beto, you never tried it?
I've been around it, but not my style. I'm a drinker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like wine.
Yeah, Beto and I are pretty much the same, except I'm using those edibles now to help me sleep.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to try it, go for it. If whatever works for you. I have neck issues, and I've taken the CBD to help with that.
Has it worked?
I'd rather have
it. Are you using, like, the topical, or are you
the
using,
topical.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah, then, it can work. That topical stuff can work.
It just...
But what's wrong with your neck? You got...
I got rear-ended about a decade ago, and I never really paid attention
to
it.
Did you call Jacob Ronnie?
No. He wasn't advertising
yet.
Did you sue the guy or girl?
I got a new car.
Yeah, you got a new car.
Yeah, yeah. I was on my way to Dodge. I actually worked for the station, so I should have sued everybody. Yeah. Anyways, but no.
That's a way to be very popular.
Yeah, I would have been rich, too. Now I'm over here begging for fill-in days.
if you win the $567 million.
Bye.
We wouldn't see you again.
Never.
Come
what
on.
You give me a million and I'm gone. You give me $100,000 and I'm gone.
What would you do every day?
Huh?
What would you do every
so
day?
So with you on this.
I would be in Cabo. I would be in Puerto Vallarta. I'd be in Hawaii golfing every single day.
Would you get bored?
Of playing golf? No.
A mascot.
What do you mean? Getting bored of what?
A mascot has something to do.
Yeah, you gotta have something to do.
You know what I gotta do? I gotta hit a fairway wood over that hill and up to the green.
You go from different course. I already have my plan set up. In 10 years, once I'm gone, I already know.
In 10 years, you're gone?
Absolutely.
How old are you?
44.
54, you're done.
Oh, absolutely. I love that plan.
54, you're done. You're done.
Hopefully sooner.
At an age earlier than I'm working now.
That's your fault.
No, I like working.
I don't.
Yeah. You don't like to work.
I like having a cocktail at 10, playing golf, and then doing some more golf, and that's it.
Don't you love what you do for a living?
No. You don't love coming in and screwing
Beto,
around on the radio?
Look, I have 9 different employers. I just did my taxes.
Yeah,
right.
Just
Beto, I hate that. If I had one, if I was like you and had one employer where I had a job every single day and I know where my income's coming from, I might like it. But as a freelance, it's a terrible profession.
Beto,
it's a terrible way to go through life.
I think you and I are the same in this regard, in that you and I have never said no to a job.
Never.
We however many people want to pay me to do whatever,
please,
I'll do it.
Absolutely.
And I think we have, in essence, worked until we're 80 already.
Yeah. I love the actual job. It's the finding the job that sucks a lot.
The actual
day of, like, when I'm in the studio, hell yeah, it's amazing. If I'm calling a fight, it's amazing, that rush. But then it's like, when is that invoice going to get paid in a month from now?
Here's what I think. If you're looking for somebody to do a job for you, don't call me. I'm not doing it.
If I would have adopted that attitude, I think I would have much.
The thing is, it's been. I'm good at being where I'm at, but I gave myself the exit plan. Okay, once the kids are gone to college, I already know what's going on. I just became a Mexican citizen so I can work in Mexico and have property down there. I already know what's. There's no way I can afford a house in LA, so why not go somewhere else?
So you're going to buy a house in Mexico?
That's the plan, to get some property
down there.
Oh,
nice.
Is it harder to become an American citizen as it is in Mexico?
Harder.
Harder?
Well, Mexico, you had to go through a lot of process because I had to find my parents' birth certificates. They were born in the 40s. That was really hard.
Right.
But no, but my thing is, I've worked hard here, and it's great. I love it. But I've also lived very frugally, according to how you guys have always said.
Yes.
Michael's always said, save your money. I've never bought a new car. I've always, if it's free, it's me. Give me 3.
Yeah.
So I have that plan of, I want to be like cocktails. Flanagan, right? The older guy.
Yeah.
Flanagan's rules.
Brian Brown.
Oh, that's going to be me there. I'm going to be the salty guy in Cancun somewhere. Here's how you do this. And then, hey,
Beto,
I'll
come
golf.
Visit you on your boat.
Attaboy. No
Hit
problem.
Hit the super stager, Jorge.
I get bored.
Super cross. Hey, we got Cappy. Nice. Cappy and Beto today. What's going on, Cappy?
Well, I'm just watching you guys on YouTube.
Are we on YouTube? I didn't even know we were on YouTube.
Do you think these iPads just do nothing?
They weren't here a minute ago.
Did you not see Josh come in here for 10 minutes to set them both up?
No, I'm doing a show.
Did you not see the tweet that shows you actually doing
this? No, I didn't see any of
that. You have a computer in front of
you. Did you get the push notification from YouTube?
No.
Well,
they should
also
tell me before they put me on
Mace,
YouTube. Yeah,
Mace,
you've been
on
for 10 minutes.
I could not agree more, though, because recently I just looked up at my computer.
Yep.
I'm like picking my nose. I'm like picking my underpants out of my butt. I'm like doing all these things that I'm doing in my own privacy, my own home. But like, I didn't realize that the camera was on.
Yeah, you're there, man.
So it's all being caught on tape. Gosh, it's annoying. Like, I need to know, like, hey, you're on.
Well, just assume if there's a camera, it's always on.
Yeah, but there wasn't a camera when we started. Now there is a camera.
He walked in front of you. Everybody saw him.
Do you think I'm paying attention to anything in this room when I'm trying
again,
to come up with stuff
world,
to say?
Again, the world, Mason.
No.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm...
We had a board op once who told a joke. How does Steve Mason screw in a light bulb?
How?
He just stands there and lets the world revolve around
he
him.
He holds the light bulb and the world revolves around him.
When you first came to, back then, was it 1110?
Yeah. 1150 maybe?
No, when you first came to LA from San Diego,
yeah.
Man, we used to rip you so much.
Really? Who?
All the board ops.
Who's we?
All the board ops.
The board ops. I've always been really super nice to board ops.
No. Not back in the day.
Wait,
you are now.
You are nice to board ops?
You are, no, you are now.
When we
back
were
in the day, you
in
had
Culver
a temper.
City?
Yeah.
When you guys had the afternoon show, when you were the brand new afternoon show.
Right.
You got.
Were you the board op?
I was the phone screener. Was the guy that had to call you the first time you went on the air in LA when they made the announcement that Steve Mace is coming on, and I called you, and you were on a cell phone somewhere. You're like, yep. I'm like, hey, welcome to the station. Yep.
Wait a minute. Cool. Was I an a-hole at that point?
You weren't even on the air yet. I was the phone screener who called you.
Right, but was I not nice to you when you were the phone screener on our show?
Hey, Steve, my name's Bethel. I'll be working with you. I answer the phones here. Usually on holidays, I'm fill-in. Hey, welcome to the station. Yep. I'm like, cool. Okay, here you go.
But I was not mean.
Very
dismissive.
I am talent.
So I'll tell you a story. This is And this is why you should be nice to everybody. Thank you very much for bringing up that very kind story about me. So
we got plenty. I mean, all the boards went through Culver City.
When I was at Fox Sports Radio,
John was always nice.
When I was at Fox Sports Radio, we had an update guy. And John, do you remember who the update guy was?
Well, we went through seven.
Smokey Gifford.
Oh, yeah.
Smokey Gifford.
He and was on air?
He did the updates. And I tried to be very nice to people.
I know where this is going.
He later became our
boss.
Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was an a-hole.
No, you weren't an a-hole. You just were very
dismissive.
Yeah. Like, I'm talent.
You didn't have time for the little phone up.
Now do I have time?
Oh, yeah, you're very nice.
Yeah,
you're cool now.
Super nice guy.
Because you engage everybody now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
cool.
Exactly. You've changed. You used to ban me, but now look how nice you are.
Yeah, it's never true. Banned you.
Right.
He never banned you.
He did.
Bergman, don't even.
He did? Why? Why?
No, he did and made Bergman take the fall for it.
And I did take
you
the fall.
You didn't
for
take
it.
The fall.
No, I didn't want it in band.
Right, I never wanted
I
a band either. You were the one
fall.
That wanted a band. You're
the
Michael
Wait,
Johnson
band. Wait,
that's
for real?
Yeah,
that was real.
No.
He's like,
yeah.
I want
Mason
Michael just for one segment. I want him for one segment.
Mason didn't want Michael at all. I said, Michael adds tons of stuff to the show whenever he comes in. I was like, I wish Michael was here every day. And Mason said, no.
Well, not every day.
Yeah, Mason said he's too much. And he goes, and then Bergman just said, well, you know, Bergman doesn't like any guests or any calls, so he goes, well, Mason, if you don't want him, I'll take the fall for it.
Yeah. That's exactly
Bergman,
the wording
is
that happened,
is that really
too.
The way it went
that's,
on?
That's 100% how it happened.
I'm not offended by
it. Wait, Bergman, what's your interpretation of what happened?
My interpretation
we had a discussion.
Yeah, go ahead. Did you want mine or Bergman's?
I would like both, frankly.
Okay, go ahead, Bergman. You take the floor first, and then I will debate you.
I love when they fight over me.
Yeah.
It was a different time also in the show where we had a different type of show. I thought two segments was the right amount of time for Michael, and so did Mason, and he said, maybe not all of it, not even 2 seconds.
Wow.
Jeez, Mace.
Okay, my version of the story is, Bergman said, no more Michael Thompson. I said, I demand that we have him at least for 2 segments
like
a day, and
that's
maybe
right.
Someday we
I
can work on that
for
the whole show.
Any of that?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know. It's got to be somewhere in the middle there.
Because Michael can be a much.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit much. I'm surprised you guys haven't been banned a couple times.
Cappy, I got a question for you. Does this YouTube make me look fat?
Fat-er?
Yeah,
whoa.
Does it make me look...
I'm only joking. Remember, Rachel said... You and that Steve Mason, you guys are built very similarly.
Same build.
Was that the worst thing Rachel's ever said to you, Cap?
It hurt. It definitely hurt.
And
Mace, you look nice. You look nice and lean today. I like all the Laker gear. Now, I don't know if you're watching on YouTube. You see, I've got my LAFC towel.
Yeah, you got your LAFC towel or scarf.
Also, why is Captain the main
tallis.
Box here?
No, it's a tallis. It's not a...
No,
it's
Cap,
not a...
I have heard that ladies prefer the dad bod over the muscular Laura type of men.
Yeah, okay.
I'm money.
That sounds something like a fat guy came up with.
That's why you walk around with that picture of you and your muscles at 32, huh?
Yeah, but dad bod is a thing. There's Cappy's got his, what did you call it?
Tallis.
A collis?
Tallis. Tallis. So like when you go to synagogue on Saturdays, you know, you take like a white, what's called a tallis. It's like a, it looks like a scarf and you put it over your shoulders and you walk into synagogue and you do your thing. And that's what this LAFC scarf kind of reminds me of. It's like I'm wearing a tallis, you know?
Right, but it
like
is a scarf. They are not officially, the LAFC is not officially renamed the scarf to the tallis.
No, no, no. But the Hebrew brothers, we like to call it a tallis.
Yeah.
See? Mm-hmm.
You got it.
See? No other Hebrew brothers to back me up on this. Just a bunch of doubters out there.
No, no. We got brothers. We got a lot of brothers
call
here.
Call Kyrie. He'll back you up.
Oh, I'm sure he will, Michael. I'm sure he will, indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We actually started getting into this yesterday, where George said the turmoil in Brooklyn might actually turn into something for the Lakers, and we come back for the next segment, and he starts talking about Kyrie, and I'm like, you're not serious. Like, you don't want Kyrie now, do you? Because George really wanted Kyrie in the offseason and thought that the Lakers screwed up by not making a trade to get Kyrie. I'm like, you don't want him now, do you? Am I alone on this?
Look at Cappy pivoting to sports.
I do not. How about that, Beto? I know that was weird, wasn't it?
Look at Cappy with the pivot.
It was weird. It was weird.
It's a cultural thing, too.
Yeah, but I want no part of Kyrie.
No, not anymore.
No. I didn't want him this summer. I don't want him now.
Beto, you think, and Cap, you think Kyrie's career is done after his contract runs out?
Still talented.
He is.
Yeah, still talented. Somebody
no, I don't. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that if Deshaun Watson, if somebody will take on his baggage, somebody will take on Kyrie's baggage.
There's every general manager and owner thinks I can. He's never played for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you. That's remember Lawrence Phillips. Everybody wanted to. You know, I think. Yeah,
the and Rams.
I think he's passed away.
He got in jail.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil went and drove to pick him up and said, "I'm going to change him and drive him, go pick him up in Nebraska and drive him to St. Louis and get to St. Louis and you know." Everybody, all these people think they can change everybody. But then I told the story earlier, Cap. Rasheed Wallace was just nothing but a headache when he played for the Blazers. And then he goes to the Pistons and helps them win the title and behaves himself.
He just had a bad temper, couldn't control himself. But all his teammates loved him.
Yeah, the thing about Kyrie is he has ridiculous talent.
Absolutely.
Best one-on-one player in NBA history.
He may be spinning off the
NBA
planet.
History.
He's the best one-on-one player I've ever seen. I've seen
he can finish. I think it's because he grew up playing against older, bigger kids.
Yeah, in Australia.
He can finish at the rim. Him and Steph finish at the rim like nobody I've ever
seen.
He's
the best ball handler in history. I mean, that guy's a magician with the ball. He's like David Blaine.
Yeah, but like, isn't he also a locker room cancer and a coach killer and a guy who makes an organization look bad publicly? Isn't he all those things, too?
Yep.
Right, but that doesn't mean, I mean, they said all those things about Rasheed, Cap, and they won the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a different scenario.
This was a little bit.
That is different. I mean, this guy is.
Did he get 43 technicals?
He
doesn't play.
He sent something out that claims that the Holocaust isn't real. That's not the same as getting technicals. This is a gigantic, horrible thing to do.
I completely agree with
you. And that's not the same as Rasheed Wallace getting
But
technicals.
Is it any worse than Joe Mixon punching a girl
awful.
In the face?
Awful.
It's worse than Joe Mixon punching a girl in the face.
Well, I mean, to say the Holocaust isn't real?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wait, to physically punching a woman face.
They're equally awful, but this is terrible.
But Joe Mixon led his team to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, I understand that. At the same time, this requires some sort of apology. It requires some sort of anti-defamation
Don't
league.
Disagree. They're talking to all of them. Uh-huh. But what I'm saying is your question to Cap was, do you think this ends his career? And I agree with Cap. If Joe Mixon can be the leading rusher for the Bengals and lead him to the Super Bowl after he punched a woman in the face on tape.
I don't know. I think
on tape there's video. When Kareem Hunt did it.
Yeah.
Not Kareem Hunt. Ray Rice.
Yeah, make sure
when
we
Ray
get it right.
Rice did it. Well, they both have had domestic violence incidents, but when Ray Rice punched his wife in the face.
Yeah, that's horrible.
He never played again.
But I think
that was it.
But 6 million people died. I think denying the Holocaust is even worse.
Well, I think, like you say, Mace, they're equally bad. But what the question was, is this the end of his career?
Oh, it's not the end of his. Somebody will take him.
That's what I think, too.
Somebody will take him.
I think Cap's right.
Everybody, like I think you were saying, John, everybody thinks they can fix a guy. And then they'll get him and they'll find out, man, this guy, he just is a team killer. Man,
what a shame. He's so talented, just ruined his career.
Yeah. Hey, I got to say, welcome to the YouTube chat, One Steve Mason.
I didn't realize you could do this.
Yeah, and
to chat, Steve.
Even Beto is in there right now.
I'm in there every day.
I mean, this is, I love the YouTube chat. I participate.
By the way, somebody says Mason hiding the fat with a baggy hoodie.
Nah, Mason looks skinny, man. You actually look good. I haven't seen you in a month. You look good.
I'm finished. I've been working on it.
What size is the hoodie?
It's XL. I wear XL.
But you wear XL for comfort anyway.
For comfort.
But you see it in your face. I haven't seen you in a month, Mace.
Yeah.
And your jawline is there.
I'm 202.
What's your weight now? 202?
Looks good. You look good.
I was as high as 217.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, no.
Now, you've been higher than that.
Cappy, where are you? I actually have been.
Better,
I
have been. Chunky. What do you weigh?
225 right now.
220.
What's your height?
Huh? 6'1".
Yeah, that's a little chunky.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is.
That's 25.
Cappy, what are you weighing these
220,
days?
220, 221, whatever it takes.
I am embarrassed to report that I am 203 this morning.
So I weigh less than you.
What's your
See,
height,
they right? do have the same body.
What's your height, Cappy?
6 feet, Michael. 6 feet.
Me too.
200 is not bad.
5'11 and a half.
So wait, am I the only one of all of us that's watching the World Series?
No, I'm watching it too.
No, I'm
a baseball guy. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, watch.
I sent a text to Mason last night. I said, I know you're not watching, but there is something highly entertaining about watching the Astros get their ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, it was just Philadelphia hitting home run after home run after home run.
That's because they knew the pitch was coming.
They say he was tipping it.
Did you see Bright? I mean, I saw the
highlights. Did you see Todd Frazier on the get up this morning?
Yeah.
He said, here's what he does. He puts his glove, when he's going to throw a fastball, his glove points up to the sky. When he's going to throw a breaking ball, his glove tilts towards his face, and you can't see his face.
Well, you saw after Harper hit the home run,
he went over to
Alec Baum and said something.
I think that's what he said. He said, watch his glove. If his glove is pointing towards the sky, it's fastball. Right. And if it's not, those guys, and it just goes to show you, if you know what's coming.
Doesn't matter if you're throwing 98, 99.
Right. McCullers had never given up a home run and a breaking ball all year. And last night, four of the five were home runs on the breaking ball.
Yep.
And John Smoltz knew it. If you listen to the first home run, the Harper home run, he goes, you know what? He goes, Harper is just going to sit on a breaking ball. You watch the first breaking ball he throws him, Harper's going to take a big swing at it.
Harper's
first pitch,
so much
gone.
Fun right now. He's in-